This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity right here on The Real Side. That's right. We're kicking it. Hey, how about we do this? I was listening and enjoying it. You guys, you know, I don't know. You got my way here because I was enjoying the president's speech. How about, what do you think? First of all, head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. All the things that you've been taught to be afraid of. But you don't have to be. Learn about them. Learn to embrace us. Because we're going to be here for a while, especially when you see what the Dems are doing on a regular basis. So, Mr. Trump is giving you, President Trump is giving a speech in Florida. Somebody yelled out something about Roy Moore, and he said, yep, we need Roy Moore. Take a listen. Let's just take a couple of minutes. I want to start your day off happy. Happy, happy.
We're geniuses, so here's what's happened. In the last short period of time, Stoltenberg, who's the head of NATO, he's my biggest fan in the whole world because he couldn't get anybody to pay. We've taken in $11 billion extra, and going into 2020 or 2021, we will have taken in $33 billion extra, and they aren't even doing what they should be doing, just so you understand. It's terrible the way our country has been disrespected. But we will be disrespected no longer. Okay?
There you go. Those are the things. See, those are the things that Dems just don't get. Right? I mean, seriously. With the Dems, with the far left progressive Dems, all right? You can't say stuff like that. Like, we will be, because, like, who are we not to be walked on? We're America. We're the United States of America. We're the greatest country on the planet. Whether you like it or not, you little closet socialists, we are the greatest country on the planet. Nobody comes to the aid of other countries like we do, even when you hate us, which makes you hate us even more that you have to ask us for help. It's like those, you know, one of my favorite terms that people get crazy about. Right? It's like that 17-year-old brat that's all mad at the parents, can't stand the parents, hates the parents, until they break down the freeway and they have no money. All of a sudden, their best friend is who? Their parents. Because they need something. Just like California. We hate Trump. We hate Trump. We hate Trump. We're going to secede from the union. We're a sanctuary state because we don't want to listen to you. We need some money. Mr. Trump. President Trump. They're just, again, like a bunch of kids. Why are they so afraid? Why they don't like, by the way, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Did I say that? Were you going
to
tell me?
No, I wasn't listening.
Because people tuned in and they probably went, who's this rambling fool?
Oh, I hear some of them.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Before Trump, you did.
I did? Okay, good. Just want to make sure. So, you know, we now have somebody in control who doesn't want to micromanage. Mr. Obama wanted to micromanage. Had no clue on how to do it, but he wanted to micromanage. Right? And, you know, Trump finally let Mattis turn the military loose on ISIS, and look at what has happened. Look at the damage we've done to ISIS. Hundreds of ISIS fighters were just chased out of the northern Syrian city and were fleeing through the desert in long convoys. They, you know, were an easy target for our military. But the orders to bomb the black-clad jihadists never came. And the terrorists melted in this in the caliphate, living to fight another day. The events came in August of 2016. I'm sorry. Even then, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump was vowing on the campaign trail to let the generals in his administration crush that organization. And they always said, if you let us do what we want to do, we can wipe these guys out in 90 days. The problem is that they got such a foothold in these places. He went on to say, I will quickly and decisively bomb the hell out of ISIS. Trump, who would name legendary Marine Corps General James Mattis as Secretary of Defense, he said, we will not have to listen to the politicians who are losing the war on terrorism. It was true. We didn't want to bomb them because, A, we might hurt civilians, and, B, we might make them feel bad. We'll get them madder. Can you believe that? All it does is make them more aggravated and hate us more. Well, how do you think I feel when you're beheading Christians? How do you think I feel when you're killing Americans and American soldiers? I'm a little irritated, too. Boy, I hit the ground running tonight, didn't I? Just over a year later, ISIS has been routed from Iraq and Syria with an ease and speed that surprised even the men and women who carried out the mission. Why? When your hands are untied, when you're allowed to do what you know what to do, and do it well, you can succeed. Right? You don't let the local hairdresser do your open heart surgery. Just probably wouldn't turn out well. Even the men and women who carried out were surprised how quick things went. Experts say it's a prime example of the campaign promise kept by President Trump and was scrapped by his predecessors. See, Obama's rules of engagement did more than just hamstring the military. Basically duct tape them, put them in a closet. They couldn't come out unless they got permission. The bureaucrats in Washington who can't even balance a budget probably can't figure out how to wipe themselves properly. The bureaucrats were calling the shots for the military. You know why ISIS grew? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure.
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Hey, we're close! Right? The days are counting down, aren't they? What you think? Come on, everybody! I know you all love the song. Well, everybody knows Jingle Bells.
Don't
How about the new one?
No dinky tinker.
You don't know this one either?
I want a hippopotamus.
What's wrong with you people?
I want a hippopotamus.
Come on, everybody. I'm Joe with Senior Host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I haven't decided. I'm sure we'll give away something for Christmas. I just haven't decided what I'm going to give away yet. But I love the weird Christmas music. The different Christmas music. How about that? Anyway, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, lots you can do up there. You can even buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, buy a coffee cup. There's all kinds of things up there you can buy, help support the show. You can click on Patreon. If you go to Patreon, I understand that they've upped some of their fees, but you don't pay the fees. We do. So don't let that bother you. But, you know, for the price of a cup of coffee a month, you can help support the show. And I appreciate some of you that are already doing that. I really do. I really want to thank you for that. So we were talking about how the difference in administrations handle these things. And all we ever hear about is you got to watch the military-industrial complex. Well, I don't know if I want to watch it. I want to kind of let it loose and let it do its little dirty job and clean things up. For 8 years or 6 years, really, we heard from the Obama administration that you couldn't go hit these people head on. First, they were a JV team. They weren't going to get anything done. Nah, nothing to worry about here. Just a bunch of young guys with guns. Don't really know what they're doing. Then they start beheading people by the hundreds. People are afraid of them all over the place. They're burning people inside of cages. Now, the Middle East leaders knew what to do. If you recall the Jordanian prince, when one of his fighters was burned alive in a cage, he went over there and bombed the crap out of him for days. He caused some serious damage to ISIS. How many of his pilots were then burned again? Anybody give me a number? You can't, because it was zero. See, thugs only understand. I grew up with thugs. Thugs only understand one thing: violence. You can't kiss them. You can't hug them. You can't love them into peace. I love all these, hippie types that wanted to go over there. I mean, I feel bad for the young ladies that went over there. Thought they were going to help turn them around by hugging them and kissing them. You know what happened to most of them? Most of the females that went over there to show a little love, they got raped, beaten, and then murdered. Actually, they got raped, beaten, raped, and then murdered. They don't understand that. So the way Trump dealt with it, Obama dealt with it, was he didn't. He didn't want to get them mad. He didn't want them to hate us even more. And they didn't want what we had. Think about it. Every place they went into, did they build hospitals? Did they allow the women to drive? Did they stop throwing gays and lesbians off of roofs? No. No, no. No, they were perfectly happy bringing themselves back into the second century, for God's sakes. They didn't care. It wasn't what they were looking for. It's still not what they're looking for. So, President Trump kept saying what he was going to do when he got in. This is the thing that makes him crazy. He keeps talking about the things he's willing to accomplish. He keeps talking about the things he's going to get done, and it makes them nuts. Why? Because he does it. You know, he goes in, tries to clean up. I'm still stuck on Obamacare. But I'm stuck on Obamacare probably for totally different reasons than you guys are. See, I'm stuck on Obamacare, the issue of Obamacare, because our guys were liars. They did not have Plan B. They did not have a second plan ready to go, slap down on the table, and get a move on. It was very easy for them to say they had it, because who was going to call them on the carpet? Who was going to allow them to put it on the table? Nobody. You got the same thing going on now. You got Mitch McConnell in there. There's been 360 or 370 bills passed by Congress, but the Senate's taken up less than 50. Why is that? They don't like them. They don't want to give Trump any credit for them. Why haven't they taken them up? I want you to know something. A lot of these 60 vote bills or what have you, that's not law. That's what the Senate has decided to do. What they've agreed to, their gentleman's agreement. Well, enough with the gentleman's agreement, because it doesn't work. They don't want to play nice. They're not interested. There is no more. Look at everybody wants to talk about Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill in those days. They're gone, people. They don't exist anymore. There's nobody. It is Dem versus Republican. We're not even in America. It's not even in American legislators anymore. They are now Democrats or Republicans. End of discussion. And you know, it's funny how hypocritical the left can be, because I remember Chuck Schumer coming out shortly after President Trump was elected. Shortly after they found out that they lost, what, 32 governorships, 39 full houses of legislature across the country. After they lost all those seats, 900 seats under Obama, Chuck Schumer comes out and says, the only way we're going to support President Trump is if he governs from our side. Apparently, Schumer doesn't get plain simple English. You see, they rejected you. They rejected your way of management. They rejected your style. Even your own people rejected your style in 32 states and in 39 full houses of legislature. They rejected your style. They rejected your platform. By giving the Republicans the House and the Senate, they rejected your platform. You didn't lose seats by a thin margin. You got croaked in a lot of the places you guys were running in. And there was a reason behind that. And Trump is right when he says, you don't care about crime. Now, look, I'm not talking about the level-headed, middle-of-the-road Democrat. I've got a lot of good friends that don't like what went on in San Francisco, that think it's wrong what's going on in California. But you leaders are there. Think about it. I don't hear any of you screaming and yelling over what happened to Kate Steinle. Not a one. You want to send me links to where you did? Great. But if you really think what happened to her was no big deal and had absolutely nothing to do with an illegal here, yeah, you need some psychiatric care. You need to have your guns taken away. Maybe even the knives in the house, too. And I'd like to see your car keys while we're at it. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up after the break. Yeah, I know. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Make the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GTN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Yep. President Trump giving a speech a little while ago. And for a guy that's hated so much, how does he pack these rooms? How does he get the standing ovations? How does he get all the applause? I don't get it. Maybe those people are on drugs and we don't want them part of our team. I don't know. He paid him. Who would have thunk? Right? Hey, we're getting close. It's almost that time again, don't you think? Seriously. Yeah, you know how attritional I am, right?
I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
I ain't getting nothing.
Mom.
Hey, where's my shirt? Oh, there you go. My favorite. Oh, no, I'm going to save this for next time.
For Christmas.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. And here's a warning to all of you. I better get something for Christmas. You know what I'm saying? I know where some of you guys go to school. You know what I'm saying? Where you work. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Come on. You got to lighten it up because some of this stuff is like so infuriatingly crazy, right? I mean, really, it's kind of like every time I turn around, I'm looking, look at that wonderful woman, right? Look at that wonderful woman known as Nancy Pelosi. So here's somebody who's irate about the fact that Congress has passed their version of the bill that is a reciprocal concealed carry from one state to another. And she's screaming at the top of her lungs, which I would love, that the Republicans want to allow... now you really got to think about this. And the reason I'm going to say this the way I am is because we've been following her for a long time, right? You know how whack she is and how off she is. And when she comes off with some of this stuff, you have to sit there and scratch your head and say, Does she even listen to herself? Does she have a clue to what she's saying? Right? She feels that by passing this bill, I can't even get it out of my mouth because it's so funny. She thinks by passing this bill that it's going to allow, here, let me read this. It's going to invite, this is Rich, it's going to invite law-abiding, I'm sorry, invite violent criminals to carry concealed weapons. That's what this law is going to do. Right? A reciprocal concealed carry from one state to another. It's going to invite domestic abusers to carry concealed weapons. Right? It's going to invite convicted stalkers to carry concealed weapons. None of these save lives, she said. Now, I'm kind of confused because federal law won't allow these people to have a gun under those conditions, will it? Federal law won't allow you to have a gun if you've been convicted of any of those things. So, are her medications off? It's fear-mongering. It's true and honest fear-mongering. And she got roasted from some of her own people for doing it. This is not new. She's a queen at this. She's an expert at this, actually. Anyway, let me finish up my other story about ISIS. Because when you think about what President Obama, ex-President Obama, and President Trump, the differences in styles. And I think that, look, he's even thrown the Republicans off, right? Here's a guy who made campaign promises, and he has beaten the pavement to try to make those promises come true. And he's laying it right at the feet of the Republicans. They've had all this time to be able to make something happen. They voted almost 60 times to repeal Obamacare. And even if their bluff was called by the Democrats and by Obama, they would have fell flat. Because they had nothing. They had nothing. So they lied to you. At its peak, ISIS held land in Iraq and Syria that equated to the size of Western Virginia. It ruled over as many as 8 million people, controlled oil fields and refineries, agriculture, smuggling routes, and vast arsenals that Obama wouldn't go after. They wouldn't touch it. ISIS even printed its own money. They truly were running a caliphate, and the Obama administration wouldn't touch it, wouldn't do anything to try to stop it. And I say that truthfully. You guys could say on the left they went and bombed and they did this and they did that. Nah, right. They did a Bill Clinton bombing where they lobbed some bombs over. These guys, 75% of those planes that left an aircraft carrier that went out to do a mission came back with the bomb still on board because they were not given permission to drop. And when you're in the field, it has to be dropped. They can't call back to Washington and wait for those pigs to finish their dinner so they can get back over to the White House to look through the law books, flip a coin, and decide whether they're going to allow them to bomb or not. You have to strike when you strike, period. When you have that moment, when you need to do it, you just need to do it. So that same terror organization under Donald Trump now controls just 3% of Iraq and less than 5% of Syria. Right? The Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is believed to be injured and holed up somewhere. ISIS remains a danger as members who once ruled cities and the villages like a quasi-government now live secretly among civilian populations. They're also in Europe, and some of those leaders might be here in this country. The military's job, in the eyes of Mattis, is to take back the land ISIS claimed as its caliphate, liberate cities like Mosul in Iraq, Raqqa in Syria, as well as the countless smaller cities and villages. You know what's funny about all of this? Some of those people that scream that we're fearmongers, warmongers, all we want to do is go over and take property, take things away from these people, we'll give this all back, and we'll help them to rebuild at the taxpayer expense. I agree with Trump, right? You guys let this happen to yourselves. You want us to help you. We come in, we help you out, give us some oil money. I want some of the oil money. I want some of the money that you're making free and clear. You should pay us back. It's really that simple. Anyway, goes on to say that the leadership team that's in place right now has certainly enabled us to succeed. Brigadier General Andrew Croft, the ranking U.S. Air Force officer in Iraq, said that I couldn't ask for a better leadership team to work for to enable the military to do what it does best. President Trump gave a free hand to Mattis, who in May stressed military commanders were no longer being slowed by Washington decision cycles, or by the White House micromanaging that existed under President Obama. These are the generals saying this, not Trump. The soldiers said the same thing. The pilots were saying the same thing. Look, we have planes. Half our Air Force can't go airborne because they don't have the right parts and pieces. That did not happen under President Trump. If you go back and you take a look at my... on the website, therealside.com, there's an article up there about why do the Dems hate the military so much. And I wrote it and went down every president, Democrat president that's taken office. One of the first things he does is he looks for a red pen and starts cutting the military budget for whatever reason. I don't know what it's about. And then the Republicans come in as warmongers because they double and triple the budget. They add all they can back onto it because you know why? Now you need more money to fix what the Democrats didn't allow you to maintain. It's a vicious cycle. If they could meet somewhere in the middle, everybody would be happy. We wouldn't be doing this all the time. And then some of the Maronis throw out numbers, percentage numbers of how much of our budget goes to the military where other countries spend less. Well, other countries were trampled and have been in the past, other than Russia and China, have been trampled by other countries in the past. They've been taken over because they don't have enough support in their military. And frankly, as Ronald Reagan believed and others have believed over the decades, if you have a strong military, or the stronger your military, the less chance you'll have to use it. People aren't going to challenge you if you think, one of the biggest challenges we have or thoughts we have in ever fighting with the Chinese is they have millions and millions and millions and millions of people that will fight and die for the mother country. Do we? I don't think so. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few short moments, so go far.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I don't know.
No comment.
Okay, my 70s friend, you remember this one. We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The second most important person at Christmas. That's right. One of my favorites.
You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5-foot pole. You're a vile.
Hey, producer Tammy got me a good shirt. What do you think?
You have
now, see, if you had the TV, if you watched the video.
You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch.
All right, anyhow. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. I loved it. I just, right? Even before we did the radio show, it was one of my favorite, as you know, how I feel. Some of you may not agree. The first most important person at Christmas is Jesus Christ. And then comes the Grinch. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate your time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room. No, I'm not taking off. I'm going to leave it on. I like this. Yeah. There must be a Grinch hat, right? I'm not wearing no Santa hat.
It's just a Santa hat. That's
stupid. It needs to be
green beard, like, so you can look like the Grinch.
It needs to be like green with grunge hanging off it or something.
They have those. Really?
We'll have to look for that. Okay. I'm actually thinking of only putting a blow-up Grinch in the front yard. No lights, no nothing else. Make it look like he's coming out of the bushes. It'll keep the kids away from the house, which is exactly what I want. I'm Joe Messina. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on, I got to have some fun. I don't want to do the show if I can't have some fun. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And we were talking about how once our military, I mean, we've got the greatest military in the face of the planet. And I don't know why that bothers some of you pacifists. See, I don't want, see, here's the difference. I don't want to go to war. I don't want to send my sons, our daughters, into war. Okay. But I'm telling you, nobody picks on the strongest guy in the room. So if our military is quick and strong, then nobody's going to screw with us. And that's okay. And I love all you people who think that the only reason we go to war is because we want something. And maybe we do. Maybe, I mean, we're not perfect, but I don't know, maybe we want peace. And sometimes going to war, going into battle, brings us peace. After the battle to liberate Mosul, ISIS Iraqi headquarters was completed in July. The U.S.-led coalition retook Tel Afar in August. I can't pronounce these names. Hawija in early October. We have to have somebody convert these. And Rawa in Anbar province in November. So we're taking back. And we're not taking it back for us. We're taking it back for the people that live there. We're taking it back so the young people that grew up there, the kids that grew up there, the kids that want to live in their home country can go back. You know, I talked to some of the military guys that came back when they first went in Afghanistan and cleaned up and that kind of stuff. And they said that one of the things you'll never see here, for some odd reason the news doesn't want to show it, is they went into these areas that were totally bombed out, totally ripped apart, not by Americans, but by ISIS and others that went in there to try to take over. And these guys cleaned up. They cleaned up the streets. Our military guys made the streets safe enough. And they said, you know when they knew the streets were safe and the people trusted them? When the little kids were kicking a ball around the streets. When the kids were playing in the streets. Because if the parents were afraid of the Americans, if the parents were afraid of the soldiers, if the parents knew or were afraid that ISIS was still around, do you really think they would let their kids play in the streets? No, not at all. Unless you hate your children, and I don't know anybody, well, I may know a few people who thought they hated their children, but, I mean, come on, think about this. And that's when they knew that they were doing what the greater good was. So, yeah, we do. We should be proud of our military. We should be proud of how strong we are. We should be proud that we're the reason there is peace in many places across this country. Not the country, I'm sorry. In many places across the world. It is because of us. And our allies. Don't get me wrong. I know we have help. But you know that a lot of times it's we-uns, it's us-uns going in first. Right? When they know that we're there, well, they had 8 years of not being so sure. But when they go in and they know that we're there to support them, that we're behind them, we might even be leading the fight, they come right alongside us, which is the way it should be. We should all be fighting for these freedoms together. I don't care what you speak, what you don't speak, how big you are, how small you are, whether you're male or female, black, white, green, purple. You know, the Grinch was green. It doesn't matter. If you're willing to fight for the same things I am, I don't care what you are. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. I can't tell you how many times I wish you people would stop sending me these crazy stories. I can't tell you how many times that you guys send me stuff and catch me off guard. But this one, I've read this one before. I just sent you one to look at.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh.
that.
What?
You won't wear that.
I'm not going to wear that. You're right. I'm talking. Did you read the title of the story?
Oh, sorry. Oh, my God. I was looking at something else. Sorry.
Oh. I wouldn't wear what she had on either. But, you know, we do stories on a regular basis about trans. What was it? Trans limb, right?
It's trans-abled.
I'm sorry, trans-abled. That's right. People actually having healthy limbs cut off. This is why I say to you, you start listening to what people are saying. And they're allowing 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds to decide how they're going to live their lives based on how they feel. Now, how many of you know 4, 5, or 6-year-olds, let's start off there, that are decisive, and you'd allow them to make, oh, I don't know, economic decisions for your home, maybe the dietary decisions for the family. And yet there are people out there allowing them to make decisions that are going to change their lives forever at those young ages. It's insane. And I'm not the only one that feels that way. And it's not just the right that feels that way. The trans-abled people, who doctors are not discouraging, are cutting off limbs because they feel like they shouldn't have been born with them. Think about that. They think between the ears they shouldn't have been born with them. And we call that normal. That's okay now. Right? That Louder with Crowder on college campuses, that clip we listened to the other night. And he was talking about trans species. We used to call them nuts back in the 70s, and they would go see a doctor, and they would be helped. We have people living their lives as cats, living their lives as leopards. And he asked, Crowder asked one of the college kids, what would you say to somebody who said, I'm really trapped in a human body, but I'm a leopard, so I live my life as a leopard at home? And he said, I'd say, good for you, man. If that's what you believe you are, you need to live it out. And I'm thinking to myself, no, that's sick. You psychologists, you're wasting your money in college. Because apparently anything that comes between your ears is okay and healthy and good. So why do I need to go see a psychiatrist? If I believe I'm a car when I live out in the garage, nobody should say anything to me. I should have a right to do that. So the trans species thing is hilarious, though. I mean, we even had that guy that spent, what, $26,000 in plastic surgery? Because he believed he was an alien. And the thing I felt the funniest about all of that, I just thought it was hilarious, I'm sorry. But he was having plastic surgery done on his ears, his nose, and a few other places. He had his genitals removed because he didn't believe that aliens had genitals.
Gender.
What? They have no gender.
Right.
So, well, because he watched Star Trek, right? So, anyway, God bless it. Anyway, he had his face done like you see in most of the alien comics. So I'm saying to myself, how do you know that's what they really look like? You spent all that money on something you don't even know. What if you're not from that particular planet? And you're having all this work done. But the sad part is that he found a plastic surgeon that would do the work on him. Years gone by, we would have had this person committed. We would have had them helped. And now we're encouraging it. And now, Joe has run out of time. But I'm going to hit this later. I'm not letting this go. Because this guy's running around like a dog. And I don't mean he's being treated like a dog. I mean, he really is running around looking like a dog. Anyway, David Bego joins me in the next hour, and he's what I refer to as my SEIU slayer. Spent over $1 million of his own money to fight the SEIU, and it wasn't because he didn't want a union in his shop. I think he has close to 3,000 employees. No, it was because he wanted them to decide whether they want the union, not the union to decide that his employees were going to get a union, whether they want it or not. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Go ahead and do what you got to do. Get yourself a cup of coffee. Come on back. Got a lot I want to talk about.